Raiders fans. You can be here for live NFL action all season long. As the official ticket marketplace of the Las Vegas Raiders and the NFL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets so you never miss a single play. Whether you're cheering on the Raiders at home or away, find tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Raiders.
Hey, did you see that game last weekend? It was crazy.
Actually, we were there.
Wait, like in person? How'd you swing that?
Allegiant had a super affordable nonstop flight out there. And with how low the airfare was, buying tickets to the game was a no-brainer.
Hold my beer. I'm going to Allegiant.com right now.
Allegiant, the official airline of the Las Vegas Raiders. Experience the game you love at Allegiant Stadium. Visit Allegiant.com/Raiders to book your flight, game tickets, and hotel all in one place.
Welcome to the Raiders Press Pass, your credential to all things silver and black.
Sometimes the sheer talent of a player screams so loudly, you kind of can't ignore him when he's sitting there. Is that kind of the case?
Yeah, I mean, and also, you know, we're looking to add more playmakers to the offense, and they come in all shapes and sizes and all different positions. And, you know, we love Michael Mayer. I love Michael Mayer, and he's a really good player. He's going to take another big jump this year. But I get a chance to add just another dimension to the offense, whether it's a tight end, a hybrid receiver, whatever it is. You know, we need more playmakers on that side of the ball. So I think he's going to really help us there. And, you know, like he's a high level player in college, you know, true junior. He's 21 years old. So he's, you know, very young, still developing. He's got some natural football skills combined with some high level athletic ability and speed. So, yeah, really happy to have him.
How much did you like that he can go vertical with the great hands and speed, but at the point of attack, he loves to smash people and block?
He's tough. And when you play at Georgia as a tight end, you have to be able to block. And then in the SEC, he's playing against some, you know, real defenders. So, but, you know, he's an athletic move receiving tight end, but, you know, he can get down and block a little bit on the line of scrimmage, so which you're going to have to do at this level too. So just kind of shows you what his game's like.
How surprised were you that he was sliding down the draft board? And was that part of your prep and your scenarios you've kind of gone through?
Yeah, I went through a lot of prep and scenarios and you know, just the way it worked out. You know, we kind of figured there could be a lot of quarterbacks going early too, just by looking at the knees and who was there, and figure somebody may come down that maybe usually wouldn't. Didn't know who it would be, but the fact that it was somebody that could really, you know, make some plays on the offensive side of the ball was helpful.
How hard did you try to move up to get a quarterback?
Not particularly hard. Not particularly hard. You know, we looked into it, like I said in the pre-draft press conference. We kind of had a plan to maybe move up if the opportunity was there. It wasn't there, and kept moving.
Were you surprised how many quarterbacks got taken?
When you look at it, you know, with the teams and where their needs were, not totally surprised, yeah.
Tom, for you, there's still bunch of very high quality players on that board that a lot of people have high grades on. So for you, does it make going in knowing how you set your draft board up? Do you sleep good tonight, or do you go back up? Do you have a lot of work to do? How do you handle this?
You know, you kind of see what's left and available, and then you just kind of start working through it. But we still got to come up with some sort of plan for the second round. And, you know, we kind of have it on the board already, but I want to get together tomorrow with AP and Champ and JoJo and Brandon. You're going to really kind of discuss what our plan of attack will be. But you're right. There's always, you know, when you come out of the first round, you see some players you thought would go in the first that didn't, which why tomorrow there may be a run to try and people trade up to get, you know, a couple of those guys. But we'll kind of get a plan together and kind of go from there.
Rocket said that he was shocked that the Raiders made him pick. How much contact did you guys have with him in the draft process?
The normal amount of contact. You know, that's kind of the way we don't really like to put up billboards of who we're going to be, you know, possibly interested in. But, yeah, we did a lot of work on Brock. Our scouts have seen him for, you know, obviously as freshman, you're not eligible. But, you know, he jumped out as a freshman right away. Yeah, a good amount of work through the fall, through the pre-draft process, all the way through, just like everybody else. You know, you do all the work on all these guys because you never know who you're going to be taking in reality. Now, we do cut our board down pretty significantly, so we do a lot of work, probably not a smaller group of players. But you have to be prepared for every scenario, so, you know, and that worked out.
I know you said you guys love Michael Mayer, and, you know, he's still a part of the plans. Is there any concern about his injury?
No concerns at all with that, yeah.
You may, Brock mentioned he was shocked. Were you shocked that he was there at 13?
No, not shocked. I mean, you kind of look at where the, you know, top 15, you know, picks are, and, you know, someone maybe coming down. So the draft's unpredictable. It just is. So, you know, we do this for a living, and we can't really, you know, 100% dictate, you know, who's going to be there. But you have plans together. I know as a player, you know, they're trying to figure out where they're going to go, where they're going to spend the next, you know, 4 or 5, hopefully 10 years of their lives, what city they're going to go to. And, you know, like typically, like our scouts do such a great job in the fall process, and then in the winter during the All-Star season, and then even in the spring. We never feel like we have to all of a sudden last second do all this extra work on a guy. Like, our guys do a great amount of work leading up to it, so we're very prepared.
You told us a story about the Keenan Allen draft and kind of how that played out and kind of drove home that point about taking the best player available. You know, pretty much everybody says that going into the draft. What does it take to actually sort of stick to that philosophy when you're on the clock and have to make a decision?
You know, every situation is a little bit different, but you know, you try and stick to that when you can. Sometimes it's harder than you think sometimes, because you know, you're adding to the football team, and we know where we are today. But we are looking for today and in the future. With a player like Brock, just where the scouting staff, where they had him, what they thought about him, what the coaching staff thought, you know, he was really pretty a consensus guy. Makes it a little bit easier, you know, fully knowing that, you know, we have Michael Mayer, who's an excellent tight end, but, you know, there's no rule in the NFL that you can only play one. We can play two tight ends. We can move people around. At Notre Dame, Michael was split out sometimes as a receiver. Brock has been split out as a receiver. Brock has even played some running backs, some end arounds. So, and then our receivers can go inside and outside. So be a nice little group to work with.
Both of them played both at Georgia and Notre Dame with multiple tight end sets, sometimes 13 personnel at both schools. Does that help a little bit, knowing that they know how to kind of find their way?
I think so. You know, there's different ways to attack people week to week. And, you know, the more options we have available in the tight end room and the receiver room, the better.
Earlier this week, you talked about how not only were you trying to draft a player, you know, on the field, but someone to represent Las Vegas. Just from the work that you've done and your scouts have done, what do you think about Brock Bowers' demeanor and just his character so far?
Yeah, it's excellent. I think when he gets here tomorrow, when you guys talk to him, you get a really good feel. If you haven't spent any time with him, or if you guys didn't talk to him at the combine, he's a pretty special kid. So I think he's going to fit in great in Las Vegas.
You mentioned that he's special. I mean, obviously we've seen what his body of work. Maybe your scouts, your coaches, anybody ever say anything to you that they could really pinpoint what makes him so special?
It's usually what you do off the field. So it's the preparation, the work ethic, the weight room, the meeting rooms. I think I mentioned it last week. There's just so much that goes into being a really high-level professional football player that involves more than just talent. And a lot of that, you know, what you do in the weight room, on the field with conditioning. You know, this is a tough league, and it's really talented. And no matter how talented you are, you got to find what that other edge is to get over the top. And, you know, certainly with guys like that, you know, we're looking for that. Like in every round, you're looking for that. But as you talk to them, I think you'll get a feel for it. And when I'm sure you guys will reach out to Georgia and whoever else, and I think you're going to hear the same thing about his work ethic, his character, and his, you know, his football intelligence.
I'm sure at your previous stop, you'd probably done a little bit of work, at least for this upcoming draft. When you got hired here, how did the process play out when it came to, you know, if you had any discrepancies between your big board versus the staff and what they did here? Like, how did you kind of blend those things together?
Yeah, it was kind of cool, you know, because I kind of had, you know, I already had my thoughts, and I also had, you know, a lot of what the last team I was with, at least up until December, mid-December. Kind of what those guys thought. And then I got here and I got another perspective from another group of scouts. So I thought it was really cool to kind of blend that all together. It's all very subjective. There's no official listing by position or even overall. So it's more art than science, but it was kind of fun putting the whole process together, using two sets of information, essentially.
Besides Bowers, you had a choice of any defensive player in the country. Were you surprised by that? And that kind of give you any pause as far as going with Bowers?
As opposed to?
Oh, the best defensive player.
Oh, yeah. I can't really remember a draft that's played out like that. Have they said that at all? I mean, I can't remember that many offensive players going at one time. No, I don't know. It kind of zeroed in on Brock right there. But, yeah, I would say that's got to be an anomaly to have the first defensive player go. Where'd he go? 14, 15, around there. What was it?
15.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, but, you know, if, when that many quarterbacks go early, which doesn't happen that often, someone's going to get pushed down, so.
You've done a lot of these, but this was your first as a Raider. Now that it's over, the first round, can you just tell us, how did you enjoy it? Were you able to enjoy it? Were you nervous? How did you feel?
The best part was George Atkinson was sitting right across from me, and he was telling some great stories when he came out of college and about the process, the draft process, when he went through it. That was probably the best part of today. So that was, it was good. It was fun. It's there's a lot of anxiety going in. You don't know how it's going to break, but if you prepare well enough, we got good people in there. It's not like I'm sitting there by myself. I got a big staff of people to bounce ideas off of. All the scouts were in there, but it was kind of cool having George in there. Make sure we had to have some true Raiders in there. Get some Raider history in that draft room.
What's Antonio's thoughts, just his excitement to coach just such a young, talented guy?
Well, I know he's excited about it, but I don't want to speak for him. So I'll let him kind of talk about him when he gets up here eventually. He's a defensive guy, obviously, but now he's the head coach. He does see it with a wide lens. So, offense, defense, whatever, he thinks could best help the team. But he was 100% on board with the pick. But I'll let him explain it in his own way when he gets up here.
Who made the call to Brock, and how did that go?
I talked to him, and then AP talked to him. And typically those calls are pretty short. I mean, the kid's just, he's celebrating, and usually they have no idea who I am. They may know who the head coach is, but they hear Raiders, and then after that it's just a lot of yelling in the background. So, and like you said, like, he's probably, surprised, thinking, didn't know we were one of the teams that were interested. But, it's a special moment for those kids and their families.
I know the wheels are probably already spinning for tomorrow, but as you see the first round play out, do you feel like it sets up some opportunities for you guys on day two?
It should, yeah. I mean, I looked at it really quick and look a little bit tonight, and then I told everyone to kind of let it marinate tonight. We'll talk again tomorrow morning, but it should. It should play out. I do a little more work tonight, but as we kind of went through the first round in our process, we'll look at rounds two and three. Like, if we do this position, how it could affect others, and I think we should be in good shape.
Were there any discussions about moving back into the first round, late in the first round?
Yes, but nothing that really, nothing that we ran with, obviously.
Thanks for listening to the Raiders Press Pass. For all things silver and black, download the Raiders app and visit Raiders.com.
Raiders fans, you can be here for live NFL action all season long. As the official ticket marketplace of the Las Vegas Raiders and the NFL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets so you never miss a single play. Whether you're cheering on the Raiders at home or away, find tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Raiders.
Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7@7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7@7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
The Las Vegas Raiders have partnered with the global lifestyle app True Connect to give the gift of wellness. Transform your mind, body, and soul through thousands of hours of premium fitness content, guided meditations, progress tracking, and more. Visit tcfree.fit to redeem one free year of True Connect exclusively for Raider Nation.